to this point, Jamestown did not have any regulation of sexually oriented businesses. So that's everything from adult bookstores to strip clubs. And they could have located in our community, in commercial districts and places where we might find them undesirable. Now, the Supreme Court has been fairly clear to say that cities and all political subdivisions can't ban adult businesses from being in their jurisdiction. However, you can regulate the secondary effects. And so that's what this ordinance does, is it uses every outlined secondary effect that we're allowed to regulate, and it regulates it. So this is everything from licensing the owners and the workers in that facility. So that requires full background checks of them if they have any criminal history of specific sexual nature, like prostitution, distribution of pornography to a minor, anything like that. They cannot be an owner of one of these facilities. They cannot be an employee or worker at one of these facilities. The other thing that we can do is we can strip away the alcohol license away from these facilities. And so that's what we did. They cannot have an alcohol license. They cannot serve, distribute, or consume alcohol at one of these establishments. We can also restrict where they locate at. And so what we chose is to pick our most restrictive, our heaviest industrial zoning to locate them in. So it's called M2. There's not a lot of territory in the city of Jamestown that is M2. And so that really does restrict down. And it's also the farthest away from residential property and the farthest away from commercial property. So that is the reason that that zoning district was chosen. And then we can also restrict the distance that they can locate from certain businesses. Those are residences, churches, schools, establishments that sell alcohol, and another sexual-oriented business. So those properties, I guess, they are prevalent in the city, and it was difficult to find an area where you could be a certain distance away from there. So the maximum distance that we can be away from those listed properties is 300 feet, as long as they stay in that manufacturing zone. So it really limits the amount of property that they can locate in, but doesn't zone them out of existence, because that would be something that would be illegal.